dog on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Education Now is being brought to you tonight by our members and Mendocino County Department of Public Health. 14 is the average age a child begins drinking alcohol regularly. Parent and child interaction can stop teen drinking before it begins. Information at stopteendrinking.org or 1-800-557-2230. Good evening, my name is Athena Melville, and tonight I'm bringing you an address by Dr. Arthur Costa, called Five Thoughts for a More Thoughtful Curriculum. This is a remarkable address by Dr. Costa, Professor Emeritus of Education at Cal State Sacramento and co-founder of the Institute for Intelligent Behavior at El Dorado Hills, California. I will be sharing this with you tonight on Education Now. Art really, with humor and wisdom, presents the latest in neuroscience and its application for education today. Art Costa has served as an instructor and director of education programs for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. He has made presentations and conducted workshops in all 50 states, as well as Mexico, Central America, and South America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Africa, Europe, Asia, and the island nations of the South Pacific. Art has devoted his career to improving education through more thoughtful instruction and assessment. Author of numerous professional journal articles and book chapters, he edited the book Developing Minds, a resource book for teaching thinking, and is the author of The Enabling Behaviors and The School as a Home for the Mind. He is co-author with Larry Lowry of Techniques for Teaching Thinking and with Bob Gramston of Cognitive Coaching, a foundation for Renaissance Schools. He co-edited Assessment in the Learning Organization, Assessment Strategies for Self-Directed Learning, and the Habits of Mind series, which we'll be hearing him talk about tonight, with Bina Kalik, and the trilogy Processes Content with Rosemary Liebemann. His work has been translated into Dutch, Chinese, Spanish, Hebrew, and Arabic. Active in many professional organizations, Art served as president of the California Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development and was the national president of ASCD from 1988 to 1989. The Habits of Mind were identified in the book Discovering and Exploring the Habits of Mind, published by the Association for Supervision and Curriculum Development in 2000. The content of the address, Five Thoughts for a More Thoughtful Curriculum, are attributed to Arthur L. Costa and were contained in a presentation to the American Montessori Society on March 31, 2006, at the National Convention in Houston. At the beginning of the address, Art Costa tells us that we do not teach children to think. They are born thinking and making choices. But we can teach them to think critically and with clarity. He also tells us that it is important to learn to take tests, but the future will depend on problem solving that we don't have answers to now. So learning to be a good problem solver requires good thinking skills, and these thinking skills will serve the individual and the child throughout their lives. Choice, freedom, we're born free. It can be taken from us, but freedom is not given. We're born free. Freedom without without limits, of course, is license. So let's begin. When we start at the point of the address where we're going to start, he's going to be talking about Lauren Resnick, a researcher, and he'll tell you more about her as we progress. And I'll be pausing sometimes just to explain some of the things that Art is talking about. So here we go. Here we go with Art Costa. Five thoughts for a more thoughtful curriculum.